Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, April 30th, for Success Team Legal Shield conference call. I do want to note that anyone close to Arlington, Texas, on May the 5th, which is this coming Super Saturday, Mr. Jeff Hughes and myself, Mr. Randy Moore, will both be sharing the stage at the Residence Inn there at Arlington South. So if you get your people there and get in front of us, I guarantee you we'll help you build your business. It is my pleasure to introduce someone that's actually going to introduce tonight's guest speaker. So I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He is a $250,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, and, of course, he's my son, and that's Mr. Jeremy Moore. Jeremy?
I'm here.
All right. Welcome to the call.
Hello. Hello. This is Clyde Sweet.
Well, welcome to the call, Mr. Sweet. We're going to go ahead and get the call rolling tonight. Let's just jump right into things. It's month end is rapidly approaching. Just in a few short hours, there's still time to get your business submitted online, so I encourage you guys to get those last-minute points in for Performance Club and ED qualifications and level advancements and so forth. But to go on to tonight's training, let's go straight out to New Brunswick, Texas, to a $100,000 income earner. My dear friends, Lady of Justice Award recipients, the highest retention power team, and all of Legal Shield, that's none other than my friend, Mr. Manley Wilson. Manley, are you there?
Right here, Jerry. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, my friend. Take it away.
Thank you, sir. Again, it's been a pleasure to get to share with each of you all month long here in April, and we want to welcome everybody again to tonight's More Success Team call. I'm super excited about tonight's training. We have four speakers lined up that are going to do a 5-minute strong training on a subject that they thought was so important in building their business as they came up through the ranks of Legal Shield. But before we get into that part, I'd want to make some announcements that I think are important to us all. I hope everyone, like Jeremy said, that was striving to hit director with those four manager legs and 75 organizational sales or either 85 personal sales was able to do so. Again, you have till midnight to do that, or if you're still trying to earn your way onto the Jamaica trip, happy hunting there. You've still got a few hours to get that done. So I hope everyone has hit the numbers that they were hoped for and looking to next month as well. So also the company has daily recruiting calls to help each and every one of us here to recruit and get paid daily. I think this is a valuable tool that the company is putting out there for us month after month, day after day. And why wait till a business briefing shows up once a week when you can have them literally every day of the week? There's a 20-minute live business briefing starting at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So those of you look at your time zone, of course, and change that accordingly. But the USA number, if you're in the United States, would be 605-475-4120 with PIN number 31356-25 #. If you're recruiting in out of Canada or trying to sign a membership up there, it would be a little different number. It's 867-292-3030 with the same PIN number that the U.S. is using. And then there's a huge team event for 2018 that's coming up, the More Team and Team Renewed Leadership Retreat coming July the 12th and the 15th. And, guys, that's going to be here before you know it. It's at the Arizona Grand Resort in Phoenix, Arizona. I've never been there, but I can't wait to get there. It looks like a beautiful place to go, and I can't wait to get there with our team. Go to the moresuccessteam.com page, if you would. All the details and registration forms are there to download. Do not wait. I'm sure space will be limited. This is going to be a huge event, and we definitely don't want to miss out on this. There's also a 15-minute audio there by More Success Team Millionaire Club member, Mr. Chris Hughes, as he describes the event, the importance of you and having your team there. So definitely want to take 15 minutes of your time to look at that, listen to it, and get your registration form in immediately. You will not want to miss this incredible training. These are some of the top leaders in the company that will be teaching each of us how to grow a large organization. So do it now if you haven't already done so. Next thing is the Leaders at All Levels is coming up this fall in Nashville, Tennessee. Looking forward to that with at the Gaylord Hotel there. And our special guest speaker, as many of you all know, will be Mr. Grant Cardone. And so join us on September the 14th through the 16th. And listen, you can qualify from April the 1st through June the 30th, and the company will pay for a three-night stay at the host hotel, guys. There's nothing like going on the company's money, believe me. I've done that many times, and you want to keep doing that as long as they keep offering it. So you're going to earn also a round trip for airfare for one and also a $150 Visa gift card to qualify for it. Now, how to qualify for that? There's actually four ways to do that. You can become a New Power Team ED during that time frame, or you can break a New Power Team ED, or in the builders category, which most of us are in on the call here tonight, if you're team building, is recruit 9 associates, level up 3 of those, and level up 1 up to manager. And, of course, you have to performance call qualify each month to do that. Also, in that same category, actually through tonight, from April the 16th through the 30th, the company was allowing us, if you recruited 3 associates in this time frame up through midnight tonight, that you only had to have 6 instead of 9 recruits. So that's a great shortcut, if you will, to earn your way there to the Nashville Leaders at All Levels deal. And then if you're in the producers category, which is the B2B category, you need to have 3,200 total premium points of 150 points for each new group opened, and then, of course, performance qualify yourself to make that happen. And then I want to talk about PCQ for Life, leveling up. Guys, this is the life and bloodline of our businesses, Performance Club qualifying and staying in Performance Club. You know, leadership pays a tremendous amount of money, even to that new recruit if they level up in the first 20 days at $180. And then on the second month, $90. A third month through the 11th, an additional $100 is paid to that person staying persistent, consistent in Performance Club, with month 12 kicking off at $300 a month. That's a total of $1,470 just for doing what you know you need to do anyway. And then if you're on the other side of that coin, you're the sponsor of that person, you can earn anywhere from $560 to up to $1,910 in matching bonuses, guys. This is tremendous. And you may ask, why is it so important here, you know, to get your new associates to level up? A couple of statistics here that really shake me every time I read these. 74% will stay in the business versus 80% who will quit if they haven't leveled up in 20 days. Number 2 is they will recruit 14 times more people and market 11 times more membership. Guys, if that isn't enough reason to help someone level up, to grow and keep your business growing longer and stronger, I don't know what it is. Those two statistics are amazing. So let's all do a better job of helping our new associates level up. So I want to recognize 3 associates tonight who've leveled up. First of all, I'd like to go out to New Braunfels, Texas. To Mr. Bill Lohman, who has just hit the senior associate level. Bill, are you on the call?
I am. Hello.
Go ahead, Bill. I hear you loud and clear.
Thank you for inviting me. I am blessed to have met Manley and Barbara Wilson, and I'm blessed that Manley introduced me to Legal Shield. I knew within 5 or 10 minutes of speaking with him that it's something that was near and dear to my heart and that I could really share with someone. I feel blessed to be able to share it with as many people as I can. I'm a real beard Santa, and I feel like everyone I can share it with, that it is truly a gift and a wonderful financial opportunity. I am 68 years young, and I leveled up inside of my 20 days, and I am looking forward to my next venture in Legal Shield, and I just want to thank you again.
Thank you, Bill. You've done an incredible job. Actually, Mr. Lohman has recruited 5 new associates in that same time frame. So if any of us have said we can't do it, he just proved that we can. So congratulations, Bill, on that achievement.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Second out of Richmond, Kentucky, let's go to Mr. Lee Harvey, new manager. Lee, are you on the call?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
My name's Lee Harvey, as my name is Ed, and I was first introduced actually several years ago by Manly's daughter, Stephanie. She talked to my wife about it, and at the time, I've been self-employed for over 25 years, and it wasn't really something that I wanted to get into because I was so busy with my job. And then after some consideration and some ups and downs, and I sold my company, me and my wife both decided to get back in touch with Stephanie and kind of picked up where we left off at. And it's been an amazing ride so far. I leveled up to manager pretty quick in, I think, 30 or 45 days, and still talking to people. Kind of like Manly will tell you, sometimes people will hear what you got to say. Everybody will hear what you got to say. Some will jump on it. For me, it made sense right off the bat, and it was something that I felt everybody needed, and especially my family, so we signed up, and we went along with the business plan as well, and I just thank Stephanie for bringing it into our family and Manly as well, and look forward to 7 more years of it.
Well, thank you, Lee, and we're very proud of you, and I know you're going to do quite well, especially with your background owning your own business. So look forward to all the success you and your wife are going to have here in the next few months in Legal Shield. So let's stay right there in the same city as you're in Richmond, Kentucky, and go out to Miss Cynthia Hansel, who's leveled up to manager, and she has a tremendous membership story that she shared with me today. Are you on the call, Cynthia?
I sure am. Bentley, how are you this evening?
I am doing great. You go right ahead. We can hear you loud and clear.
Well, thank you. I actually got started in Legal Shield a couple of years ago. I worked in corporate America, and my job actually ended on Friday. So I have decided to go full-time in Legal Shield and started really working it today. And so super excited to be in this company. I would not be without this membership at all. And speaking of a membership story, my daughter actually has the Legal Shield plan, and she never really thought she'd use it for anything but other than a will. And she actually had a road rage incident where a lady was following her and screaming at her, and she was afraid to go home, so she pulled over to the side of the road. The police came. The police talked to her and told her she could go on home, that they would stay there with the other lady. She actually was at home in the middle of cooking dinner, heard a knock on the door, and it was the police officer. He was there to search her car and her house because the lady said that my daughter had pulled a gun on her and threatened to kill her. So my daughter actually ended up calling me first, and I said, no, you need to tap the app and talk to the law firm. They got the lawyer on the phone. The lawyer talked to the police officer. And they told her that the charges were probably going to be filed for terroristic threatening on Monday. This was on Friday night at 6 o'clock. That's the power of having this membership, of having this app. Actually, the law firm talked to the county attorneys, and no charges were ever filed against my daughter. So, use my story if you need to, but that's the power of having this membership.
Well, thank you so much, Cynthia. When I heard that, I said, you've got to tell that story because you're so right. The power of having an attorney at 6 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, being able to tap that app and have that kind of power is priceless. So, again, thanks to each and one of you all for sharing us with us tonight. It's my pleasure now to jump into tonight's 5-Minute Strong training by the first of 4 trainers. I would like to introduce Mrs. Martha Doss, $50,000 ring earner, Director and PCQ qualified from San Marcos, Texas. Ms. Doss, are you on the call tonight?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Manly, for asking me to be on the call tonight and believing in me to be able to share a few words. I'd like to share my personal struggles on maintaining a positive mindset and how I've been able to overcome negative thinking I'll be honest with you. When you first asked me if I would say a few words, I began to doubt if I would have anything to contribute, since I haven't been the most positive person over the last 12 months. For those of you that don't know me, I've been a part of Legal Shield now for a little over 7 years, and I've had great success with the company, earning our $50,000 ring, and have also been on several of the company trips. Then life became a bit busy for us. Our son was born a year ago, and although it was one of the happiest moments of my life, I never imagined that I would experience postpartum depression. I never faced any type of depression with my last three children, so it was quite difficult for me to bounce back, and I simply was just overwhelmed because deep down inside, I wanted to go back to being me and was desperate for joy, happiness, and wanted to get back to working my Legal Shield business. I also have been dealing with a chronic illness that I won't go into too much detail, but this illness was causing such great severe pain to my body. And so with both these things working against me, it was extremely hard for me to stay positive. The first few things that I want to share are things that were holding me back, and that is that I was focusing too much on the negative things going on in my life. And as a believer, I know that whatever we speak out loud will come to life. In other words, if I'm constantly thinking about how much pain I'm in, or constantly thinking about how sad or depressed I feel today, or that I'll never have success, I'll never be able to grow my business, then nothing will change and everything will remain the same. I realized that in order for things to change, I had to change. And it starts with speaking things into existence. Proverbs 18:21 says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. With my health challenges, there have been times that I have struggled just getting out of bed. What I've done recently is I've had to reprogram my mind. Even though I don't feel well, I keep speaking over my body. No, today I feel great. Bladder, line up with heaven. Line up with the Word of God, because the Word of God says I'm healed. Today I feel amazing. Thank you, Lord, for bringing healing to my body. And even though in the present moment I felt pain, I continue to speak over my body that now I've noticed that the pain is almost going away, completely gone. Why? Because I believe our minds are one of the most powerful things that we possess. And if we stay positive and have faith, and healing will come. And it is important to be healthy, right? Because then we can continue to get out and build our business. And the same thing with depression. I started to say out loud, even when I didn't believe, that today I'm happy. Today I'm joyful, I'm strong, I'm courageous, I'm perfect just the way that I am, because the Creator of the universe created me to be perfect in His perfect image. And maybe you're stepping into an important meeting or an appointment and you start to feel nervous and afraid. Just remind yourself, no, not today, devil. I am courageous. Today I will see my breakthrough because God has favor over me. And start thanking God for things that you want to see come to pass. It's something I'm now putting into practice, and it's completely changing me completely. So one of the things that I do is I just start thanking God. I thank you, God, for healing my body. I thank you, God, for opening doors for me, for the breakthroughs that I will have in my business. Thank you, God, that I will protect many new members with our membership. Thank you, God, that you will help me grow a massive team across the nation. I came to realize one thing. The enemy wants to bring me down and wants to bring you down too, but I also realized one major important factor, and that is that he will continue to mess with me if I allow him to. I decided I no longer was going to listen to those negative voices, in our head that try to tear us down, that say to us, I'm not good enough, I can't overcome, I can't be successful, I'll never be healed, I'll never do this or do that. Those are all lies of the enemy. So remind yourself next time you think of something negative that you will not listen to those lies any longer, because God created you to be the head and not the tail. Don't believe me? Look it up on Deuteronomy 28:13. When the enemy tries to sneak his way back into your mind, because he will, and he tries to tell you that you're not enough, you speak as loud as you can. Not today, because I know who I am and whose I am. I am a child of the living God. I am a daughter, a son of King of Kings. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Nothing can stop me today. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. For too long, my dreams have been dormant, and it is my time. I will succeed. I know this is my moment to manifest what's been brewing in me. For with God, nothing is impossible. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I'll close with this. We all have a choice. Either we will give life to those negative thoughts, or we choose to believe what God says about us. And my thought says, I'm beautiful, I'm accepted, I'm chosen, I've been redeemed, I'm no longer a slave to depression, and I have been set free. Doubt has no power over me. I rest in his promises. I have his inheritance. So therefore, I will walk and I will step into what God called me to be, and that is to be victorious. And I'll leave you with two of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. And maybe it'll encourage you to stay positive despite of what may be going on in your life. Philippians 4:7 is a reminder that the peace of God will guard my heart and mind. And it says in the verse, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. So for me, the best self-development book out there is the Bible. Staying connected to scripture is what will guard my mind, and I will, it will help me continue to fight my battles. And Ephesians 3:12 reminds me that I have boldness and confidence. In whom we have boldness and confidence, access to God because of Christ's faithfulness. Many have discovered my spiritual gifts, and they are available to every one of you. You just have to seek them, believe in yourself, trust in the Lord, and never, 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 never lose faith, because Jesus said, with God, all things are possible. And with that, I'll turn the call right back over to you.
Well, thank you, Martha. That was incredible training in itself. I needed to hear that, because I know sometimes I even get down and beat up on myself, that negative stinking thinking. So great, great, great training. Thank you so much for that. Next, let's go out to Richmond, Kentucky, to Mr. Doug Justice. He's our manager, and he's also Performance Club qualified. Go ahead, Doug. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can, man. Thank you. First of all, I appreciate the opportunity to speak tonight. Legal Shield is really an outstanding opportunity. I've been in it, honest with you. I've learned something a long time ago that, you know, if you don't speak from the heart, you don't need to be saying that very much. And I've started Legal Shield about 3 years ago, kind of actually quit about twice because I really wasn't following the system. I was trying to sell instead of educate. Wasn't sticking to the 10 core commitments. And I got frustrated. But this year, after I went to convention, I made my mind up that I'm going to make this work. And I've always been a big proponent of running numbers. You need to know the product, you need to know the service. In our particular instance, you got to know the back office. And one of the best things to use is prospect. I work a full-time job, so I have a limited amount of time during the week in which to talk with people and expose people. Prospect is without a doubt one of the best back office support systems I've been in. I come out of telecommunications, and it was critical in telecom that you have a strong back office. This is as good of a back office that I've seen, but I run the numbers with that. I had a guy one time tell me years ago, and this guy was a master persuader. He's about as good as I've ever seen. And he said, Doug, it boils down to running numbers. He said, you've got to talk to enough people. And you've got to keep pressing on, because it's not going to let up. You're going to have resistance to what you do, no matter what you're in. And he said, but the numbers will work in your favor over time. And I've always stuck with that, and it's always made me successful. My Legal Shield business this year, I try to contact between 100 to about 120 people a week. And being organized and coupled with prospect allows me to do that. I went back through the prospect. I sat down one Saturday morning with a pot of coffee and literally went through the whole prospect system, got familiar with the videos, the PDFs, all that's in there. And so when I contact someone or expose someone, I know what video I can send. If they're a millennial, I'll send a millennial. If they're a senior, I'll send a senior. It just really depends on what they're looking for. If they've had some issues or troubles lately, I know when I go to the lawyers, there's a story in there that can relate to them. So I try to custom tailor the exposure to meet that person's need. And it works for the most part. My numbers, typically I run, if I talk to contact 20 people, one of those will sign up. That's my number, so I know what my numbers are. and running through the nose is really not anything that it used to bother me, to be quite honest with you. I think, why in the world wouldn't you want to have it? But some people just, you know, they don't, and that's perfectly fine. But it's a matter of just talking to people, being honest with them. I tell them what the service can do, what the service can't do. They need to be able to make a decision based on good information. One of the worst things you can do is make a decision based on a half-truth. So they need to know what it is, how it works, how it's implemented, what they need to do. Then I try to get I follow up with them to make sure that they're using it. Have any questions about the app? And so basically it's just a matter of day in, day out persistence. Pit bull, whatever you want to call it, persistence. And over time, it works. And I'm thankful for the Legal Shield opportunity. I'm thankful for what Legal Shield offers me and my family. And I've got a real good ED, Stephanie Bowie, that works with me and has put up with me for three years. But nevertheless, it's just a great thing. I can't say enough about it. I was in Sunday school class the other day, and this helped me really to reinforce what I already knew, but it was really a great analogy, I guess you would say. My Sunday school teacher said, a lot of times people are hot to hear and cold to application. And so a lot of times you have people who really, you know, oh, yeah, I'm interested in it. I specifically with recruiting, they go, oh, yeah, that sounds good, and they go into witness protection or what have you, and you never hear from them again. And, again, that's okay. It don't make them a bad person. It's just that that's just part of going through the nose to get those individuals that are going to take it and run with it. So, but anyway, I do appreciate it. I thank you so much for allowing me to be on the call.
Thank you, Doug, so much. Needed to hear that as well. We need to be reminded it's totally a numbers game, and don't be afraid of the no's. Just work your way right on through them. I like the fact where you said that you were calling 100 to 120 people. And I think that's probably the biggest thing that most people, me included, probably don't do enough is call enough or make enough appointments. So thank you for those pointers. Excellent. Next, let's go out to New Braunfels, Texas, to Mr. Chuck Browning. He's a manager, been in the business since October of 2017. He's always been Performance Club qualified. Are you on the call?
I am, Manley. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank you for the opportunity for speaking tonight. It's really been a blessing to get to know Manley and Barbara and introduce us to this great company. And what I wanted to share tonight was a little more in-depth of something I got to share a few weeks ago, what I call the 7-Ups. Of Legal Shield. I was thinking of the soda 7-Up, and I was thinking of Legal Shield and kind of break it down to 7 things. Personally, I need to keep things pretty simple and kind of bullet point to stay focused. And so the 7-Ups are this. The number one is look up. As Martha said, every day we need to look up to the good Lord and thank Him for giving us another chance at it. You know, we got to thank the good Lord for the blessings that He bestows upon us. And put the day in His hands, because that's the best hands we can put Him in. We also need to look up some inspirational reading every day. You know, we've got to develop a positive start to our day and get rid of those negative thoughts. The world is full of negative thoughts, and it's always better to be a positive person. You know, it takes less muscles in the face to smile than it does frown. And, you know, that kind of falls under our core commitment number 8 on personal development. The second thing is get fired up. I think you got to be excited. You know, I learned a long time ago that your attitude determines your altitude. And every day we need to be more excited about Legal Shield opportunity than the day before. You know, it's easy if we go to the international convention, a Super Saturday, a business briefing, and we get excited about this great opportunity we have. But the truth of the matter is, you know, as time passes, as we leave those events, the excitement begins to wane. So I think it's real critical, you know, that we follow several of those core commitments by number 2, staying connected, number 4, attend your local weekly business briefing, number 6, attend your Super Saturday events, and number 7, attend your international convention. So we can be rekindled, not only to take new people there, but for ourselves to stay fired up. Number 3, we need to speak up. You must share Legal Shield with everyone you meet. You know, one of the biggest takeaways I took when my wife Swan and I attended the international convention in March was, it's not about me. And it's really not about me. It's about everyone we meet. And we need to share this great opportunity with everyone. And we must give them the opportunity to decide if it's for them or if it's not for them. And we've got so many great tools that we can use. We've got third-party materials, a free app, your website, three-way calls. You know, the neat thing about Legal Shield is you don't have to be the expert. Use what's available. There's experts out there that you can just plug somebody in with. So make sure you speak up and you do your 2 to 5 exposures a day, which is core commitment number 3. Number 4 is follow-up, and, man, is that critical. You know, one of the things I'm learning the hard way in this business is you need to follow up as soon as possible. The longer you wait after an exposure to follow up with someone, the more likely they will forget what they heard or what they saw. So if you send them some marketing materials, make sure you follow up as soon as you're notified that they've looked at those materials. You get an email saying that they opened a video or looked at something you sent. So call them, find out what they like best about them, and get them on a three-way call with an expert. Number 5 is sign up. So if you go out and you speak up, doing your 2 to 5 exposures a day, and then you follow up, someone will sign up. They'll sign up for a membership, or they'll become get a membership and be an associate. One thing that Barbara and Manly taught me early on, when somebody does sign up, that they need to call up. They need to call that law firm. And when somebody signs up, they can see how powerful that membership is by calling that law firm and using that membership. And if they use the membership, it's for sure they're going to keep it for a long time. And retention is everything in this business. Number 6, when somebody becomes an associate, they need to level up. When you speak up and follow up, not only will someone sign up for a membership, but someone become an associate. Once they become an associate, it's critical that they level up. And the faster they get started, the better. I remember I attended a business briefing in San Marcos, Texas, and Jeremy Moore was our speaker. Jeremy did an awesome job. And one of the key things I learned from Jeremy at that meeting was the 3 P's. When you have a new associate, you want to get them paid, promoted, and PC qualified as soon as possible. And when I left there, you know, Jeremy's saying, if you help your new associate level up and teach them how to get their new associates leveled up, then your business will explode. And finally, number 7 is pay up. I guarantee you that when you level up, the company will pay up. There are so many ways we can make money in this company. I mean, it's pretty mind-boggling. We have advanced commissions. We have override commissions. We have bonuses. We have residual income and so much more. There's more money on the table right now than any other time in the history of this company. And it's up to us to go out there and make the company pay up. So as a quick recap, the 7-Up is look up, get fired up, speak up, follow up, they'll sign up, then level them up, and the company will pay up. And I want to finish with this quote by Roman Price. If you're still looking for that one person who will change your life, take a look in the mirror. And with that, Manly, I'll give it back to you.
Wow. Guys, I tell you what, y'all have been incredible trainers. I took notes like I have never taken notes before. Thank you so much for that great training. Next and last, let's go out to Jonestown, Texas, to Ms. Janet Jackson. Yes, Ms. Janet Jackson, we got a superstar here on the call tonight. Director of PCQ Qualified, one of my very first recruits. So proud of her. Janet, are you on the call?
I sure am. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Well, I want to say thank you to not only the Moores, but you and Barbara, first of all, for sharing this opportunity with me. But I want to thank every person who has spoke on this call tonight, because I am looking at the few notes that I made, and I don't have a whole lot more to say because they hit on so many of it. but I feel blessed by that because that means we are one band, one sound. We are of one mind, and that means we are duplicating what this business has taught us and what our, you know, our leaders have. And that's incredible to me that we're all on the same page. But I just wanted to take a few minutes and share. I was raised by a father who was a minister, but from first until 12th grade, he attended 38 schools because his father, my grandfather, was worked in the oil field. And so my dad learned to make friends very fast. So he had this saying that he raised me with, you never meet a stranger. But what I didn't realize is when I got into legal field that everybody's not like that. And with people, including, I'll just be very honest, my oldest son, who was in the military, he still struggles with it. He says, Mom, I just can't talk to people like you do. But it's something that comes natural to me, but it's a fear that a lot of new associates, they have of just going out and speaking to people. So I felt just to kind of share a little bit about how to transition from hello to talking about the business. And, you know, we're in a, and I want to say, still a high-touch business, even though we're becoming very high-tech, which is still a challenge to me. But I love communication that our generation has, and I hope the younger one will get back to it. But I also heard Mr. Ken Moore say one time in a training, and I have never forgot it. He said, a stranger is just a friend you haven't met yet. And when you really think about the people that you meet every day, they are. And if we are believing in what we have, the solutions that we have for people's issues today, we shouldn't fear sharing it. And I like to call it caring and sharing, because I care for the people and I want to share this wonderful service and opportunity with them. So Dave Savola gave us a good example. He said, if you don't know how to introduce yourself to someone or whatever, then compliment them. People love to be told, you know, ladies love to be told, I love your shoes, or where'd you get your hair done, or men love ties. So don't be afraid to make someone feel good by complimenting them. And sometimes that will get a conversation started. So to be able to say hello, and I use the word hello strongly because now those of us here in Texas, I went to a training one time and the lady was a Texan and she is, you know, she says the Southern people say hi. But if you will listen to yourself say hi and hello, you can even hear the difference, I'm sure, in my voice. So hello just seems to have a warmer, and even adding a little something behind it, you know, hello, how are you? Hello, good morning. It seems to warm people better than just hi. Also, be you. It's important for us to be true to ourselves. And, yeah, we believe in duplication, but that's the system. I'm certainly not going to try to be Manly and be Barbara or be Jeremy or Stephanie. I'm going to be Janet Jackson. Well, not the real Janet Jackson, but I'll be Janet Jackson at Jonestown, Texas. And be you. Don't be weird. And don't be afraid to have confidence in what you know you're going to share with people that they don't even know they need yet. And if you just continue to do that, and when you're talking to someone, smile with your eyes and then smile with your mouth, because people will look at your eyes. They're not going to be looking at your mouth. And they can feel the difference when it's coming, you know, from your heart. And I'll give you a quick example. Yesterday, my husband and I were moving, and we had to go to two new storage rooms. The young man behind the counter of the first one, and believe me, I wasn't dressed up. I was dressed to move stuff. But I believe because of my attitude, because I wanted to somehow or another share the information with this young man, you know, I simply asked him, you know, how long have you been working here? Oh, a year. Oh, cool. What did you do before then? I'm a personal trainer. I've done, you know, I do bodybuilding and shows and things. And I said, that is awesome. And he said, yeah. He said, that's what me and my best friend want to do probably in 2 to 3 years is open up our own gym and concentrate. And he began to tell me his dream. Now, do you see how I kind of led him in the direction of where I wanted the conversation to go? But I was interested. I love to hear people's stories. And so by him telling me his dream, and the key thing is here, I listened. I didn't interrupt. I listened. And if you will listen to people talk, because they love to talk about themselves, they will either tell you what their need is or what their dream is. And as soon as he kind of gave me a little break, I simply asked him, you know, have you worked out the financing? Is that what's holding you back? And he goes, absolutely. I said, what if I could offer you the opportunity to maybe help you do this sooner? He said, oh, my. He said, absolutely. Well, I said, well, let me show you how simple this is. I would like to send you some information, and then I'll follow up with you, and we'll go over it. And what I have really learned is what was also shared tonight is the prospect application. I simply pull up my prospect. I ask people to enter their information, and I tell them, okay, I'm going to assign you the membership or whatever. You should be getting an email right now, and just click on that link. But I also, with their phone numbers, I immediately send them the link to the phone app. Now, that phone app is very useful because I ask them to download it because it's free, and that's important to let them know. Our phone app is free, and they can't use all of the premium services on it, but the first two they can, and I let them know there's free legal forms, and you can use the Ask Legal Shield, which is, you know, answers to commonly asked legal questions, and then at the very bottom, it has my information, so it kind of acts like a business card also. So, and then I let them know as soon as they have that downloaded, then when I follow up, that's how I'm going to go over the services with them. And then they're already on their phones, and we can sign them up right then and there. And I did it with another young lady. Hers was she's going to need it because she's going to be having a baby soon. So one had a dream and one had a need. But that prospect works for both of them and the phone app. So it was very simple to just go for hello, to finding out what the need was and what the dream was. And then I'm going to leave you with this. The word fear, when you say it, you automatically, it brings a feeling over you. And it's a feeling of fear. So I say to myself, and then I smile, that if I become fearless, I will be fearless. But you can also take the word fear and spell it. For the F, have fun. For the E, be excited. For the A, get active. And for the R, repeat. So have fun, be excited, get active, and repeat. And I believe if you'll just continue to believe in what you're doing, every person you see, they need it. Feel confident, and just be yourself and smile. Make someone's day. Offer a solution for an issue they're having. And be blessed, because I'm the one that feels blessed when someone else has been blessed with our service. So I appreciate this opportunity. Manly, thank you so much for asking me, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Janet. Again, another incredible training. Me and Barbara have been sitting here taking notes faster than we can write. It just goes to prove that hearing from the four of you and the ones before that, that all of you are students of your business, and you're going to do very, very well. If you keep doing exactly what you're doing, you will not fail. So as we wrap it up tonight, I want to mention our next speaker coming up next week will be Mr. Dave Hall. He's a Platinum Executive Director, $200,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member of the great state of Utah, incredible trainer. You definitely want to tune in next week. I can't wait to hear what they have to train on during the month of May. And it's certainly been our pleasure from Barbara and I and the team. Thank you for allowing us to come into your homes and share what we believe is the most valuable service on the planet Earth. And we certainly want to thank our leader, Mr. Ken Moore, who left us incredible words, which are the same today and they always will be, and that's keep God first in your life, keep family second, and Legal Shield third, and everything's going to be just fine, guys. God bless each of you, and good night.